Well, it's different this year. I'm aiming to follow the Spirit. This morning we start off straight up on the clock. And tonight we were led to do the same thing. Our Heavenly Father, convert us out of the flesh into the Spirit, that we may have ears to hear and hearts to understand. We thank you for every person, every minister, every call that is on the line here in the sanctuary. We thank you that the angels are moving around to help us, the Holy Ghost, communion with the Holy Ghost. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless this meeting. And in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Joshua chapter 1, prior to reading it, we're talking to ministers, and we want to help ministers to know how to move in the realm of the apostolic. I'll tell you so you'll be ready for it. I got to go back down at the end of these notes to get something. The master keys for apostolic and prophetic ministry. The master keys for apostolic and prophetic ministry. But prior to reading our text to get us ready for it, if we don't miss anything, I'll work backwards a while. One of the things as a minister we have to know, the unlocking of the spirit realm. The unlocking of the spirit realm. You can think you're in the spirit and still be in the flesh. Yes, now, here's something very important the Lord said to me. The flesh realm remain unlocked. And the reason it is, for it is of this world.
Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The spirit realm is not of this world. So it has to be unlocked. But the flesh realm is always unlocked.
Yes, sir. I see it.
So a lot of time, Satan will substitute a flesh move, and you believe you're moving in the spirit, unless you know how to unlock the spirit realm. Then a second thing the Lord said, prior to reading in Joshua 1, get out of the formalities and step into fresh functioning. Mm-hmm. You see, you can get into a formality of religion, a formality of tradition, a formality of man-made ideals, how God church should go. And a lot of things we've been locked in for years. And so the Lord is trying to blow a fresh wind in, but we put up the same wall.
Yes, sir.
Acting as if we got it.
Yeah, right.
And so therefore, you lock out the gifts of the Spirit, you lock out the fruit of the Spirit, and you lock out the ministry gifts.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Because you're functionizing on a normal pattern. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So now get that. Now get out of the formalities and step into fresh function. Now, you don't go in the flesh and do something and talk about you in fresh functioning. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really a genuine unction and prompting from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Stay open for it. Then there's a vast ignorance in the realm of the Spirit. There's a vast ignorance in ministry. There's a vast ignorance in the realm of the Spirit that must be changed by you for God's people.
Yes, sir.
Get that now. Get this out. I'm talking to you. See, there's a vast ignorance in the realm of the Spirit that must be changed by you for God's people. And I might go over that again. Let's go and work on these master keys for apostolic and prophetic ministry. Joshua chapter 1. Now, here Joshua is about to take upon a powerful ministry that he would not have been able to take upon had not he served the minister.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to see three or four times God going to tell Joshua, if Joshua didn't know what God telling him, he said, as I was with Moses.
Yeah.
So if Joshua did not know as he was with Moses, he'd have been out in the cold.
Yes, sir.
Now notice the first verse, and then mark this now. In these first nine verses I like my little Bible. It tells you some things sometimes. Joshua assured of God's presence.
Yes,
now, my God, if you're going to do any kind of ministering to God's people, you're going to have to be assured that you're functioning in God's presence.
Yes, sir.
And it just, God's presence don't just jump on you. I'll get to it later, but I'll say two words, three words. Identity, intimacy, and insight. Those three words are very important to function properly in ministry.
Yes, sir.
Know your identity. I talked about your identity some this morning. Image. You remember I talked about it. His image, his likeness. We talk about the I am-ness. All that's on the inside of your sonship, kingdom, citizenship. You have to be aware of your identity on the inside. Not by government, not by man-made laws, not by denomination, but by God himself. The inside has to minister. The outside can't minister. The outside need to be ministered to.
Yes, sir.
All right? So if you're going to stand here, you're going to have to work from the inside.
Yes, sir.
So those three words, identity, intimacy, that means draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Spend time with him. All right? Intimacy. And then to function in the identity and the intimacy, you have to have insight. Insight in the realm of the spirit. You see? See? It's insight. All right? So I'll get back to that later. Now, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua. Who spoke to him?
The Lord.
Now, that's a criteria for ministry. The Lord, who spoke to him? The Lord spake unto Joshua. Not the committee that the group sent.
Uh-huh.
The Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses' minister.
Yeah.
Now, he called Moses his minister, but he called Joshua Moses' minister.
Yeah, I see it.
Actually, the word minister there connotes that Joshua was Moses' servant.
Yeah.
I like to train people in the spirit. I say to my son, my oldest son, he walked in my office a minute ago. This morning, I started an hour ahead of prayer. Y'all should have caught it. You should have been here at 6 o'clock.
Yes,
y'all come in for the normal 6:15. You see, when a prophet or an apostle or a pastor or somebody do something, you have to be tuned in to catch what they want to be done without them telling you. Get Doug telling you. Get Doug. Somebody got to catch on. What is 15 minutes? But you see, I'm just training you now, all right? I'm not whipping you now. I want to whip you, but I'm just training you now so you can understand how a stage is being set in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, he says that the Lord spake unto Joshua, not the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now, I got to go over these scriptures before I start giving you the points.
Yes, sir.
The Lord spoke to him. That's a key for ministry.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe the Lord sent all these people. I think someone saw somebody else and saw it was so nice and thought it was so nice, saw the suits and saw the car and decided they won't be one. And then God's people got to suffer from that ignorance.
Yes, sir.
Moses, minister, saying, I believe, my brothers and sisters, God spoke to him because he had served Moses. God knew he had been properly trained. And so when we talk about this apostolic and this prophetic, see, sometimes pastors, teachers, and evangelists don't want nobody over them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Satan, a house divided, should not stand.
Right.
Over there in Ephesians 4:11, when they call out those five gifts, I believe one of Satan's main trick is to let everybody be the head dog.
Yes, sir.
And nobody training.
Uh-huh.
And everybody don't have the same type of anointing. There are different anointing for different setting. The anointing in the apostle, the anointing in the prophet, the anointing in the pastor, the teaching, the evangelist, not the same. Can't be the same if one going to teach the other.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I hear bells ringing now. Yeah, get on your phone and call somebody and two ignorant people talking. Listen. Listen, I'm trying to train you how to get in the realm of the Spirit, how to enjoy yourself, and how to walk with God, and how to be led by the Spirit. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place, now watch what he said to them in verse 3. You got to understand divine order. What I said?
Divine order.
See, I found ministers don't understand divine orders. Ministers have egos that want to be equal. And they won't let somebody bless them. They get in the ego, and the ego robbed them of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He said, now in the third verse, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have I given you. Now notice at the end of this verse. I mean, I get mad. You talking to me and talking about Moses. As I said unto Moses. Now, if he wasn't close to Moses and serving Moses, he wouldn't know how God spoke to Moses.
Right.
But Joshua, good God Almighty, was close enough to know exactly what God said to Moses. Because I remember one prophet that needed a prophet, and they said, we have no prophet. And somebody raised their hand and said, I know a man. Guess I had identified him. He poured water on Elijah's hand. When he was that close, he was listening to something. When you serve a prophet or somebody in leadership or a pastor, that when you're pouring, they're around him, they're always serving him. Serving, I tell everybody around me, it's a privilege. You better listen.
Right. Yes, sir.
Something getting on you.
Yes.
It's not normal. Something getting on you. You see what I'm saying? Oh, my God. So now let's go to the fourth verse. For the wilderness, and he tell them what he gave them, the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittite, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your course. I like that. Shall be your course. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Good God Almighty. Now, look what he said in the fifth verse. You in the fifth verse? As I was with Moses. I see more than one thing now. As I was with Moses, as you have been around and watch how Moses functioned.
Yes, sir.
I was with Moses in a certain way because Moses was with me in a certain way. You see it? See, as I was with Moses, I love it. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land I swear unto their father to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. I mean, verse 7, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Now God talked to him, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. I called one of my son named Fob. I'm going to bless you because of what Apostle Thompson commanded you to do.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And see, somebody said, oh, you don't know how to submit.
Right.
Commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Turn what? From right hand to left from what? Verse 7. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Turn from what? The thou mayest prosper where thou ever goest. Don't turn from what Moses taught you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
You mean God got that much confidence in that type of transaction?
Yes, sir.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou. Now we use this for prosperity, but it actually a voice for prosperous ministry. Look at it. Look at the context of it. I mean, you can use it for prosperity because prosperity can come the same way. I mean, but this verse actually dealing with a transition and factor of ministry.
Yes, sir.
And it's telling us, my brothers and sisters, how to always be prosperous in the spirit. Be prosperous in faith. Be prosperous in the things of God.
Yes, sir.
That's actually what he's talking about. See, he telling you, see, you won't flow in the things of God. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, thy ministry prosper, and thou shalt have good success. Prosperity in ministry and good success is right there. You see it? Huh? Then the ninth verse says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The master keys for apostolic and prophetic ministry. There have the apostolic blockage. There have been an apostolic blockage by not knowing what they are, who they are in the body of Christ. And then another problem we have in men who have just named themselves apostles. That's another mess up. Because when a real one come up, you don't know whether to trust him or not. So my brothers and sisters, it will take spiritual maturity and evidence in ministry to stand in this office. Ooh. It will take spiritual maturity. A man called me an apostle some 20 years before. I ain't never paid him no mind. I knew good and well I wasn't no apostle. I didn't know what it was. The man prophesied in his church, called me an apostle. I got the tape.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know who he is. I can't find out who he was. But he saw something twice it happened. But I never paid him no attention. I came on back and pastor.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to wait. You got to wait till the Lord says something.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you have to have maturity and evidence to stand in that office, knowing the commander ways. Write that down. Knowing the commander ways. God always is the commander. Stand in communion with the Spirit of God will prepare you for each battle you will ever face. Stand, know the commander, stay in communion. Know the commander, stay in communion. Know the commandment, commander, and stay in communion. Now, let's begin the work here. Turn to Exodus chapter 33. I want to say something, but I want you to be with me. This is a very personal thing I'm about to say that have been pushed on me in the spirit and have caused great success. See, I'm preaching from a successful platform.
Right.
And God get all the glory, but it didn't come overnight. You had to train and develop, and that's why I knew I have something to impart.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, I'm going to make a statement under this command, this master keys for apostolic and prophetic ministry. I'm going to make a statement, but you're going to have to be in the spirit to catch it because it's not shadow stuff. So it may sound like a shadow sentence, but in Exodus, he's going to show us something that I've done many times. All right. Knowing how to stay behind from the crowd and let God give you direction. Knowing how to stay behind from the crowd and let God give you direction. Now, you see, when God tells you something now, see, by God's grace, I walk from Madison Square Garden.
Yes, sir.
I quit preaching. I told the man that my time was up. I walked from some large ministry when my time was up.
Yes, sir.
Because I had to have some willingness experience.
Yeah.
Just me and God. You remember the apostle Paul went off? When Paul come up back out, he shook the whole church up. Because he had been with God and he had not been with them. And then they say they recognized. I mean, it was fussing, but said, man, he got something we ain't got. They said, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Because people know real anointing when they see it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
And then the Lord said, touch my prophet and do him no harm. See, because you can get in major trouble doing that. You can get in major trouble. Now you can touch a make believe prophet. You can put your hand on him every day.
Yeah.
Lord wants you to slap him. But the real deal, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said the real deal. Listen, don't let this pass you. Knowing how to stay behind from the crowd and let God give you direction. Now what we're going to look at, I'm going to show you a scripture here, but you're going to have to be with me to get it. In Exodus 33, verse 11. Here, Moses come in a encounter, in an encounter. That's a good word. Face to face with the Lord. You go, hallelujah. I'm getting blessed up here. I'm enjoying myself. You got to have encounters, children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You got to have encounters with you and him one-on-one. You're going to have to yield to spend time enough to have an encounter.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. See? Stop worrying about engagement.
Yeah. Come on.
Have encounters, and the encounters will make engagement for you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Look at the 11th verse now. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, didn't he? You see it?
Yes, sir.
Face to face. Everybody say face to face.
Face to face.
As a man speaketh unto his friend. Hallelujah. That's what I like, man. Ooh, the Lord, many times has spoken to me face to face. I know he's my friend. Glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Face to face. God, my friend.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And he turned again into the camp. Now, I want you to see this. The smartness of Joshua. He didn't speak to Joshua face to face. But his servant, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. He stayed there. He spoke to Moses. He might speak to me. I'm going to stay right here. And God noticed that. And that's why Joshua 1 come in existence, because Joshua didn't mind being behind the crowd. He stayed back to wait and see if God want to say something else to somebody else.
Yes,
he might want to talk to me.
Yes.
And see, you run with the crowd. You run with the denomination. You run up here. You're running there. You're running there. No, sometimes you got to stay behind.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, in this apostolic and prophetic building and keys, know the importance of God's presence, grace, and glory. Know the importance of God's presence, grace, and glory. You write that in Exodus 33. Let's look at the 12th verse. Here in my Bible, footnote says, Moses prays for God's presence. You don't have it in your Bible. You don't have a good Bible. Moses prays for God's presence.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, what kind of Bible you got? None of your business. Moses prays for God's presence.
Yes.
Present. Now, let me show you a secret. Many times, in my prayer time, I tell God I don't want nothing.
Right.
But you.
Right.
Pray an hour and a half. Then don't ask for nothing.
Right.
Just, Lord, I just want to be near you. Want to be in your presence.
Yes,
see, and then he says, seek me and I'll give you everything.
Right, yes, sir.
That's Hebrews 11:6.
Yeah, right.
He's a rewarder of them that did it to seek him.
Mm-hmm.
People seeking everything. Seek God. When you get God, you got everything.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Somebody said he got the whole world in his hand.
Yeah, got the whole world.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and so we got these itemized lists we praying about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to help this and help this and help that. And so you can pray one prayer and get it all.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
God never come empty-handed.
Never.
God has no shortage.
Yes, sir.
God has no limitation. God has no impossibility.
Yes, sir.
And see, this is the kind of ministering. Let me back up. I thank you, Lord. This is the kind of one of the things the Lord told me in this meeting. Make sure that they understand preach substance. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What I mean by preach substance?
Uh-huh.
Something that people can apply. Not just a little rally sermon.
Yeah.
Something that people can do when they leave. They know what you're talking about. Open it. You see, you won't have no doubt about what I'm preaching about you tonight.
Yes,
you can go and do it.
Yep.
Because they laid out It's something you can write down and you can go right back to it and activate it. It's not jumbling up. It's in the spirit, you see. And so we have to have, for the way the time is now, all this stuff going on and all these prophetic words coming across the internet. Don't listen to all that. Mm-hmm. See, a prophet don't re-prophesy. You don't have to try to make a prophecy come to pass. You see a real prophet say it and leave you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because he knows he don't have to make it come to pass.
Right.
So we got to be real mindful, because I'm not going to go too deep in this, but a lot of things got messed up because too many prophesying and wasn't enough apostles to give government to show when to shut up.
Yes, sir.
I most probably, by my wife and my oldest son, they knew. No, I knew before all of them. Sitting on my front porch, God told me what was going on. But I believe some messed it up.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. And God can't give credit to a man.
That's right.
So he had to put his hand back and do it another way.
Yes,
that's all I'm going to tell you.
Yes, sir.
But I knew exactly. Some of the things they're saying, I had it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. I'm telling you. But the Lord said, be quiet. I just told my family privately. I told them exactly what was going on.
Yes, sir.
And if they'd have done, some of them have done like me, it'd have went on.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, notice this now. 33 and 12, stick with me. And Moses said unto the Lord, see that thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. See that? What he asked for? Show me now thy way. He didn't just run out there and start doing something.
That's right.
That I may know thee, first of all. That I may know thee, first of all. That I may know thee, first of all. That I may find grace in your sight, second of all. And consider that this nation is thy people, not mine, is your people.
Yes, sir.
You seeing it?
Right.
And he said, ooh, look at verse 14. Look at verse 14. My God. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. My presence. See, when the presence is there, my family can tell you, I'm never too disturbed by the ministry for almost 50 years. I'm never worried. Things die. People die. Things happen. But I'm not worried about it because I know God got it.
Yes,
sir. Yep. See, I am, now minister, listen to me, am to stay in his presence. Mm-hmm. Now, I told you, the flesh is always present. But you have to bring the spirit on the scene to be in God's presence. But he told Moses, I mean, God is not a respecter of person. So God said to him, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Ooh, that's a settlement on ministers. Yeah, it is. See, nothing can come up on your ministry if you understand that the first priority is stay in the presence of God. It no matter what comes. He said, and I'll give you rest. I don't care if somebody start a mess. I'll give you rest. I don't care, you're a pastor and a mess start on your church. Don't worry about it. Just stay in my presence. Don't fight with them. I'll give you rest. I'm going to handle it. The battle is not yours.
Yeah.
Prophet prophesied, man had five armies coming against him, a bunch of people coming against him, prayed, sung, prayed, did everything he could. Then the prophet came and said, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. You need not fight in this battle. See, when you walk in the presence, you know you need not to fight in this battle. Now, as soon as you get in the flesh, you're ready to fight. Yeah. So my presence, God's presence is priority in ministry. All right, now I want to read a little further because it's a little more you got to see. All right, verse 14. For when shall it be known that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? Hallelujah. So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from all the people, people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing. Yes. Also that thou have spoken. What? Yes. I'll do what you have spoken. Moses, pretty close to him, right? Yes. For thou have found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name.
Yes, sir.
Moses went a little further. The glory of God. How many of y'all like the glory of God? That's his presence. That's his manifestation. I talked about his glory some of this morning. Look at this 18th verse. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. What when a ministry is seeing God's glory, when a ministry got the authority to ask God to show me the glory, show me the, he got his presence. Now, but I want you to show me your glory. I want you to spread yourself out so I can see all of manifestation, all the things you can do. Show me your glory.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever asked him that? Are you busy showing your glory?
Yeah.
See, inadequacies, insufficiencies, infirmities are candidates for God's glory. Mm-hmm. Nobody won't say amen on that.
Yes,
you got it. Whether you say amen or not, you got a hunk of it. Yeah. All of y'all, everybody. Everybody on that, you got a hunk of it. Inadequacies, insufficiencies, infirmities, you got hunks of it because you're in a hunk of it. Your flesh, full of it.
Yeah.
And your unrenewed mind, full of it. So just listen. The man asks to see his glory. We need to see, in the time that we're living in, with all of this going on in this dispensation, we need to see God's glory.
Yes, sir.
So two things. We need to be in God's presence. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And we need to see God's glory.
Yes.
And I believe, my brothers and sisters, if we do that, we got it covered.
Yes, sir.
See, stay in his presence. Stay in his presence and stay in his presence. So, oh, my God. Yeah, what God said, wear my presence and wear my glory.
Yes, sir.
That's the end of the story. Wear my presence and wear my glory. That's by spending time with him. That's intimacy, spending time with him, yielding to him, you know, in a proper way, you know. You see, you can spend a lot of time, don't get nothing done. If you don't know what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
You spend a lot of time praying. Mm-hmm. Have no anointing. Mm-hmm. Have no presence. And no glory. Because you're trying to make a deal. Mm-hmm. It's not a deal, it's a yield, baby.
Come on, sir.
Yes. It's not dealing, it's yielding. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be properly trained. Now see, LTMA being properly trained.
Right.
Now you see, they know next time they're trying to get a hold of God, they're not trying to make a deal, you're trying to yield.
Yes, right.
Because God might not want what you want at that time.
Right.
You got to be willing to make the change.
Yes, sir.
Now you can say, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of God moving in here.
Yes,
because the ministry is going to get lined up the right way.
Yes.
You know what we're talking about. Let me get on in. We're talking about the master keys for apostolic and prophetic ministry. Those ministries we read about in the Bible, they had a certain guideline and they were operating in the presence and yielding to the glory of God. See, I believe I got 27 minutes for an hour, that time passing, but I believe the glory will hit you tonight.
Yes, sir.
I only got a few people here and many on the line, but the glory don't take no more one or two.
Yes, sir.
I mean the glory, you ready for it. I mean the glory ready for you. If you're ready for the glory ready for you.
Yes.
And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Show me your stuff, God. Show me. And he didn't mind it. And he said, I will make all my goodness. Look at verse 18. I will make all my goodness, good God Almighty, pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Hallelujah. And he said, let me get back there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And he said, look at verse 20. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me and thou shalt stand up on a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passes by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. The glory do not have to pass you anymore. The glory is on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't look for the glory from the outside. Now, the glory is deposited in you. You remember in John chapter 17, Jesus said, give them the glory, just as you've given me the glory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There's glory on the inside of me. Say it.
There's glory on the inside.
There's glory. I mean, if his image, his likeness, his I am-ness, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom on the inside of me, I got glory on the inside of me. I need to yield to the glory on the inside of me to minister.
Yes, sir.
So he says in verse 22, and it shall come to pass while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face you shall not see. I don't know, this is going to sound a little vulgar, if people got vulgar mind, but he said, just want a little bit. Just want a little bit. You don't need much of God's glory, you know. No. Glory, hallelujah. Glory go a long way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you don't need a gallon of glory. No. Just a little of God's glory can change everything.
Yeah.
I got to hold myself down now because I want to preach. Just a little of God's glory can change everything. See, I've been in the glory world. I've been touched by God's glory. I know what that glory means. Man, it's a takeover. It's a makeover.
Yeah.
God's glory. I mean, I feel so sorry when people live in the emotion and think they're in glory.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Not the same.
No, you can practice preaching.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can know when to raise your voice. They got people train you. There's people you to train people. Back in my Baptist days, I never went to class, but they train you how to hoop.
Yeah.
I mean, they train you how to hoop and didn't train you nothing else, just how to hoop.
Yes, sir.
And God, people now can't live on no hoop. They need the word. They need understanding. They need the glory. They need the presence of God.
Yeah.
They need revelation now. God, you can be hooping all you want. These people need help now. The enemy is trying to rob us. The church got to rise up. That's why we got this conference. I want people anointed with the presence of God, the glory of God, and yield to the Spirit of God and move in the Spirit. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
I'm just on number 3. I know you got 15, 20 things down there. Spending time with God, becoming able to see what others can't see and show it to them. That's a minister's job. You listen at it. Joshua chapter 5. Spending time with God, becoming able to see what others can't see and show it to them. God, people have to be shown what God is saying and what God is doing at any given time.
Yes, sir.
I was in the realm of the spirit, and the Lord says, shake your salt. Your salt shaker. Shake your salt out. And he says, flip the switch on the light. You the salt, you preserve. See, so a minister needs to give people enough revelation to be salted.
Yes, sir.
Give them enough revelation to have a light that when the darkness come over this world, they keep walking because they don't depend on batteries from this world. They got something else on the inside of them.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes,
yeah, you can't worry when God around, man. How you gonna worry when God around right. And he ruled and reigned and everything?
Right.
You see, that's why I'm ministering like I'm ministering, because I want God minister know that we're gonna have to minister now.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, you talking about I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm a pastor. No, you're gonna have to minister.
Yes,
or you're gonna end up with an empty church.
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's right. I got a prophecy I'm gonna share with you before I close tonight. I'm going to make an impartation tonight. The prophecy that I'm giving is going to be an partative prophet. You're going to come off on the ministers that are here. It's for them. God gave it to me. I'm going to give it in a few minutes. But I want you to see this number three. Spending time with God, becoming able to see what others can't see and show it to them. Now, notice Joshua there. I want to take you over there because it's so powerful for a few minutes. And then we'll go. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Joshua chapter 5, verse 11. You remember all the stuff God told Joshua when he was taking over, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me go a little further. Go to the 13th verse, 5 and 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, "Are thou for us or for the adversaries?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What says my Lord unto his servant?" See, he knew who he was, you see, after then. And the captain of the host of the Lord said unto Joshua, "Loose thy shoes, O minister. Loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place where thou standest is holy in ministry." I know this is a sacred place I'm standing. This is no gimmick, and this is not no, I'm not going to let the world come in here and put all kind of lights here and wear them little tight shirts and stuff like that, like just to be just like they are. No, I'm going to stay dressed like a man of God, and I'm going to keep this church down and not going to have all this flashy stuff up in here.
Right.
And he said, "Old fashioned, thank you." I'm not looking for a crowd.
Yes, sir.
No, that's right.
I'd rather have a congregation.
Right. Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
I'd rather have people who can go through this pandemic and know what to do themselves.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, we've been out of here how many months now?
10 months?
Yes, I haven't received one phone call. It's the word sustaining them. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So in the captain of the Lord said to Joshua, verse 15, "Loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest is holy." And what? Joshua did so. Watch what happened now. Jericho standing up, watch what happened. Verse 6, chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "We have to be seers. We have to see what other people can't see."
Right. Yep.
He told Joshua, now what? Joshua did what he told him to do. See, he went through that. He didn't say the whole lot to Joshua. But then Joshua bowed down, took his shoes off. Now he said to Joshua, "Jericho don't mean nothing. See, I have given you Jericho." You see what he said? The Lord said, "Y'all, see, I've given into our hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor." You see, what we're back to? We're back to spending time with God, becoming able to see what others can't see, and then show it to them. Joshua wanted to show it to the people. People were willing to follow him because he had a track record.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yeah. When you got a track record of being successful,
yep,
with God and giving God the glory, people will follow you.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 You got to worry about them leaving. And some supposed to be shook off.
Yes,
some supposed to leave.
Yes,
don't go ever go after them.
Yeah.
Don't ever go after them. No, they're supposed to leave. Now, my brothers and sisters, we're dealing with a very complicated subject here about the apostle and the prophet. You notice in the lineup, I read in Ephesians 2, he built upon the apostle and the prophet. And then Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. See, the apostle and the prophet know that.
Yes, sir.
They better know it.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. But it's to train ministers in different levels to understand that. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I have many more points on this. I don't know if I'll come back with it tomorrow or not. I don't know. Take this one, because I'm going to give you the prophecy in a few minutes. We must know the difference between spiritual deficiency and spiritual sufficiency. We must cling to our identity, our intimacy, our insight, instruction, inspiration, impartation, and inputs. I wish I had time. But the identity, see, stay on the inside. Minister from the inside. Don't minister to tickle people's ears. They got itching ears on there. But they don't need that. They need the truth. They need for you to be solid. Even in this time here, I'm getting better at ministering because I don't have people pulling me out to just try to make sure they're getting it. But I can't see them, so I just take my time and put it out.
Yes, sir.
And when they come back, I'm going to be the same way.
Yes, sir.
So I'm actually in training, you know. Yeah, I'm in training.
Yes, sir.
Now, know the difference between spiritual deficiency and spiritual sufficiency. What to do, a minister to minister, when the odds seems against you? Keep walking in the truth, never compromise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I can tell you right now, it will not be fair for the enemy to training, anointing, attitude, atmosphere that you will receive in this encounter, in this challenge this week. Everybody and everyone about to move into a new category of ministry.
Yes,
get ready for promotion.
See.
That will look like pressure.
Yeah.
And problem. You heard me?
Yeah.
Get ready for promotion that will look like pressure and problem. The challenge of this world will be handled by God through you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I was praying and got this word from the Lord, and I knew it was just for me. I knew it was for this minister's conference. And it's telling me something is going to happen to my ministry by the revelation and the anointing, the impartation that he's going to pass, individual life. He said to me, the divine magnet is out on your ministry. That's the first statement he made. That will draw my will, my plan, and my purpose. Then he says to me, and he's saying it to you, there's no stopping you now. Your imagination is prompted by the Holy Ghost, seeing what my word is saying, sawing my word through your ministry will cause unspeakable harvest in everything that I promise. So everyone in the sound of my voice, he's speaking to your unspeakable harvest. Is coming, that your ministry, there's an impartation in your ministry through the teaching and training that you're receiving to make you ministry a divine magnet.
Yes, sir.
All right. He went on to say, men will be shocked by the production of your ministry. Many will call, many will come, and many will follow. All I want you to do, he said, is stay in my presence and always give me the glory. Stand up on the rock, that's what he said, and shout, for we're about to work it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That prophecy will be on tape for you. Get a hold of it. Go over it and over again. And it's based on, let me close with this. It's based on two sets of scriptures that I've been working on for years. I want you to have them. I'm going to read them. Then I'm going to close. One is in Genesis chapter 12. And the other one is Isaiah 45. Two sets of scriptures. When he finished, he said, these two scriptures, I want my people to know about them and how I operate from these two scriptures. Genesis chapter 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said Genesis chapter 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice what he said to us about being a divine magnet and many things he's going to do for us. And nobody can stop you, and you're going to be shocked by the production of your ministry. Because people who do not know who God have connected them with said, shame on you. I'm here by connection. I knew who God had connected me with, and so he could not have a meeting without me. Matter of fact, I went on a meeting one time while he was having a meeting, and he just called kind of shucking like, you know, hey, tell Brother Tom, bring me some donuts. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I found the donuts, went straight to him where he was.
Yes, sir.
When I got there, he said, Brother Tom, you preach tonight. I never miss a meeting. I come in a crowd, thousands of people. Hey, Brother Tom, I see you back there. He looking for me.
Yes, sir.
He know I was supposed to follow him. He know he was responsible for me. Good God Almighty. But you got to know.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And praise God, I didn't miss it. I got what I went to get.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. That anointing, I mean, that teaching and training of that anointing came right off on me. I was at every meeting. My wife and I go to every meeting he had, because we knew who we were supposed to follow.
Right.
Elisha knew who he was supposed to follow.
Yes, sir.
He followed Elijah until Elijah was taken up, and then the mantle dropped on him. I notice men don't know, and men and women don't know how to follow. They get upset. You see, Elijah upset it Elisha many times. Talked to him rough.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've been serving you, washing your feet, and serving your food. You talking about you going to another city, and you ain't saying nothing, but I'm going.
Right.
You see,
yes,
that's for training.
Yeah, yeah.
See, your hands, my dad never held my hand, but we were so connected in the spirit. We were connected. The children was going to school wasn't connected as much as we connected. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So let me read this to you. It ought to make more life to you now. Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. See, if you're really going to follow, you got to follow. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt what? Be a blessing, huh? Now notice verse 3. This is so simple. But if you got the stupid, you'll never get it. See, he said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all the family of the earth be blessed. His call was on him. And he said, those who follow you, I'm going to bless them. Matter of fact, they'll get just as much as you got more. Their ministry will be blessed. We're not talking about numbers of people here. We're talking about grounded and rooted ministry. You don't have to have no 3,000 people. My God. And then you go over to Isaiah 45. Let me close. Isaiah 45 now. From that prophecy. My God in heaven. Glory to God. I hope you're getting it. I hope you get it. You see, we're talking about the master keys for apostolic and prophetic ministry. Now look. A person who is blessed, child, they're just blessed. A person who is blessed and obedient, they're just blessed, and they can pass something on to you any minute. That's the way God's system worked. It worked out that throughout the Bible. We'll get to it sometime this week in Acts chapter 20. Paul ministered to him, and then Paul told him, take heed to yourself and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost had made you overseer, and he told him how to handle it. He passed on what he had been carrying on. See, but you can't pass something on to somebody who leaves you. Somebody who thinks they're equal. Somebody think it's just a money deal. I got thousands of dollars on my desk right now. Checks, thousands of dollars. Some come to the mayor. My son sent in for the meeting. I'm not talking about no $5,000, $10,000. I'm talking about thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Sitting on my desk right now. They sent them in ahead of time. Because they know that they're getting benefits, getting houses paid off, they're getting the ministries paid off. That's Abraham, Genesis chapter 12 anointing. My God. My God. So you're in Isaiah 45 now. See, can you see this? Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, could God Almighty, to subdue nation before him. And I will loose the lions of king to open before him the two leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. And I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Look at your ministry. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret pain, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, and am the God of Israel. Wouldn't you like to connect with that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That's the way you do it. That's what we're doing here. That's why hundreds of people on the line. That's why over 1,000 and some people are registered. They're connected, my friend. Stay connected. The master key for apostolic and prophetic ministry. Government. The government is upon his shoulder.
Yes.
And so you cannot let nothing that happened in this world throw you. You keep your eyes on him, looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You don't look at man. You see, God can't fail. That's my Montreal preaching a series, because he's going to write a book on that. Jesus can't fail.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit can't fail. The Word can't fail. The kingdom can't fail. And therefore, my I am-ness can't fail. Because I'm I am just like Jesus was. The I am-ness of Christ is on the inside of Leroy. Can you say that? The I am of Christ is on the inside of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if I'm living in I am, therefore, all impossibilities are eradicated. When the people see that, when the people understand that, and when the people see experience and evidence in your ministry, they'll recognize, and then they have to see katalanimisha. They have to see your inadequacies. You know, my classmates don't understand. You know, I see them sometimes, they all shook up. They don't understand. See, but they don't understand. I'm not working from academic. I'm not working from the outside. I'm working from the inside. See. I know a lot of people finish college and they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
But the Lord, those who hook up properly, glory to God, we're going somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I won't permit it. I won't permit to have these meetings. Just come here to have a meeting.
Right.
Then my mind, listen, my mind is never on money.
That's right, sir.
But I'm on money mind.
Yes.
That's the way you got to understand that. So I just go on and minister. I don't have to worry about no money. Wait, what? What? You got to worry about that? Just do what God tell you to do.
Yes.
I'll see you tomorrow. Praise God.